So I must say the parsha this week, you know, begins in a very simple way. Vayeshev Yaakov, Beretz Migrea, Beretz Kanaan. Yaakov Avinu Bikesh Yaakov Veshe B'Shalva. Yaakov Avinu ultimately wanted a little bit of peace and quiet in life. Such a turbulent, such a difficult time in life, and all he wanted was just a little bit of tranquility. But of course, the Ribono Shel Olam had other plans. And only a few psukim into the parsha, the Torah already begins to describe the incredible animosity and turbulence between Yosef and his brothers. And the Torah says the following. The Torah says, Eile toldos Yaakov Yosef, the offspring, these are the generations of Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvasre Shana, Hayaro es Echav Batzon. So he was 17 years old, he was shepherding with his brothers with the sheep, and what happens? Vahu Na'ar, and he was a lad, so Rashi HaKadosh brings down, he says, Vahu Na'ar, Shaya Ose Ma'asen Na'arus. He engaged in childish things. For example, what? Mitakin Bisaro. He used to fix his hair. Mimashmish Be'inov. He used to go to make his eyes look nice. Kadesha Yihye Nir Yava. Meaning he placed an incredible emphasis on his external appearance. And the Torah calls him a nar, calls him a little bit childish, a little bit the wrong, you know, as they say, the wrong emphasis. Right? A little bit of the wrong emphasis in life in terms of what he's supposed to be focusing on. So we'll say, so there's a beautiful idea by Reb Aaron of Karlin. So the Karlin, Reb Aaron Karlin says the beautiful same idea. Listen to these words. He says, it's not what it means. He says, the Torah is not saying something derogatory about Yosef Chas V'Shalom. So what's the message? V'hu na'ar. So says Reb Aaron Karliner, Yosef Haya Tamid Bebechinas Na'ar. Torah is giving Yosef the greatest compliment of all time, which was that Yosef lived his life perpetually as a na'ar, as a young man. What does that mean? Kimashe ne'emar, na'ar hayisi v'gam zakanti. What do we say every time? We'll say, what does it mean? Na'ar hayisi v'gam zakanti. Such a strange word. I was young, and then I became old. Shkoyach, right? I could have been the psalmist to that, right? So na'ar hayisi v'gam zakanti. So what's the pshat? So Rabbi Aaron Kalino says, na'ar hayisi gam shezakanti. The greatest accomplishment in life is that I maintained my youthful disposition even when what? Even when I got old. Nar hayisi gam kishazakanti. I always maintained that passion, I always maintained that optimism, I always maintained that hope even when I got old. And says the Rebbe, Tzarech la'adam l'ischachus b'chol pam. A person needs a hischachus, a person needs a constant renewal. A person always has to be a nar. A person always has to be passionate about their Yiddishkeit, about their avodas Hashem, about their chesed all the time. And therefore, says Aaron Karliner, this is the pshat, that Yosef was ben Sheva Esrei Shana. He was 17 years old. And lest you think that that's the reason why he had this incredibly passionate and incredibly emotional, hopeful disposition. No, you know what the greatness of Yosef was? The greatness of Yosef was v'hu na'ar. But v'hu na'ar was not just a statement for the here and now. V'hu na'ar was descriptive of how he lived his life. And if you follow Yosef HaTzadik's life, there's only one way he survived all that he survived, was because he kept that youthful hope, that youthful disposition, that youthful passion about life. And says Rav Aaron Karliner, that's our avoda in life. Nar hayisi gam zakanti. That even when we get old, either biologically or, you know, people say, many of us, we're not physiologically old, but mentally, we're very old, right? Mentally, we've given up on many things. Mentally, we've already settled for many things. And the idea in life is nar hayisi gam zakanti, to always keep that hope, that youthful disposition, to always maintain a passion of avodas Hashem, incredible optimism. And I think that this ties in, you know, I have to give you something on Hanukkah, because Emir Hashem, although I'll see you before Hanukkah, but still a little bit something else. This ties in very beautifully. You know, there's a machlokes b'shayim b'shilal. By Neiros Chanukah. So the machlokes is hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah. Is it the act of kindling that creates the mitzvah of Neir Chanukah, or is it the act of placement? The nafkamina, of course, is so based. Shammai holds hanacha osa mitzvah, that it's the placement of the menorah that creates the mitzvah, and Beis Shammai says it's hadlaka osa mitzvah, it's the kindling of the menorah that creates the mitzvah. The nafkamina, of course, is that according to Beis Hillel, you have the light in the place where the menorah is going to be present, where the menorah is going to be. According to Beis Shammai, you could actually light somewhere else and then transport your menorah after. So we know, we pass in like Beis Hillel, that hadlaka osa mitzvah, that it's the act of kindling that makes the mitzvah. So says the Rebbe of Levi Yitzhak Berdichev, hadlaka osa mitzvah is not just the din by Hanukkah, it's a din in life. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. It's only if you're on fire, it's only if you're passionate, it's only if there's an act of kindling, that's what creates the mitzvah. It's nar hayisi guys. We'll say one of the most important things in life. You know, we think that sometimes the essence of Judaism is a discharging of a series of mechanistic responsibilities. Yes, that is a big part of our Judaism. Rebbe Shalom expects us to be good soldiers and to do what he asks of us. But we have to realize that the passion, the excitement, the hadlaka is such an important part of our Yiddishkeit. I say, you ask yourself, so how is a person able to find the na'arus? Right? How is a person able to find the nar hayisi gamza kanti? How could a person ultimately find the hadlaka osa mitzvah? Well, say, I'll tell you an answer which might sound strange at first. The answer to it is hasmada. The answer to it is being tamidus, is continuity. The way you, it sounds strange, because we think, you see, here's what we think. See, in the world tells us that passion comes from spontaneity. It's not true. Passion comes from continuity. Passion comes when you do something over and over and over and over. And no matter how tired or how distracted, you do what you need to do, that's where passion comes from. You want nar hayisi gam zakanti. I want hadlaka osa mitzvah. That's not from the one-off. That's not from this event or that event. That's not from the spontaneity. It comes from continuity. It comes from applying yourself to something, to some aspect of Avodas Hashem. So I want to become passionate about tefillin. If I'm makbid about tefillin every single day, you're going to see the passion comes. I want to be passionate about my learning every single day. I want to be passionate about my chesed. Anything you do with continuity, and you never miss, and no matter what's happening in life, you maintain your allegiance and fidelity, that's where passion comes from. That's where hadlaka, that's where fire comes from. That's where intensity comes from. That's where naros comes from. So Rabbi said, we should be zocha. This is a special Shabbos, because it's Shabbos of Yosef. We'll say, Yosef HaTzadik had a very, very difficult and turbulent life. And any time that you read a parsha, and it's amazing to read about Yosef HaTzadik as we go into Chanukah. A person who had such a difficult life, and Chanukah, again, you know, the period preceding Chanukah was such a dark and difficult chapter for us. Pashtu Yedeim, the Yevanim, they extended their hands on everything, on our families, on our wealth, on our spiritual, every single thing. It's incredible times when you see this rendezvous between darkness, but yet you see that the dawn, amazing. So we read about Yosef, such darkness, such sadness, but yet come Sunday night, tonight we're going to light our Shabbos candles, Sunday night we're going to light our Chanukah candles, we're going to infuse such incredible light into this world. Chanukah, this is a time for ischachus. This is a time for renewal. So we should all be zochem Yerz Hashem, that Karsh Baruch Hu should be able to say about us, each of us, after 120, that each of us was a nar, but not a nar as a tipish, not a nar as somebody who's misalsal besaro, but a nar hayisi gam zakanti. Karsh Baruch Hu should be able to say about us that we lived lives of hadlaka osa mitzvah. We should be zochem Yerz Hashem to not just perform the mitzvahs, but to be able to feed the passion, the intensity, and the beauty in everything we do until 120. I was like, tomorrow the shiur is going to be Shabbos afternoon. So just the Ari will send out the email in terms of the time.